SpaceX is continuing to build out the Starship system at Starbase Boca Chica, Texas. And we have some information directly from SpaceX from a weird thing that happened yesterday. It was kind of a weird situation between SpaceX, Jessica Jensen, and also the president of NASA when he called her out kind of about telling one thing that happens later on, which I'll tell you about in a little bit. But we have some really cool information about when Starship IFT 3 is going to happen. Jessica Jensen said it's expected in February. And Jessica is the vice president of customer operations and integration at SpaceX. And the customer at this point is NASA, and the system is Starship. So they were talking about this in the Artemis updates for NASA yesterday at a press conference. Jessica said that the hardware will be ready in January. So we have about 20 more days left in January. So within those 20 days, we should see booster roll back to the pad, should see Starship stacked on top of the booster, should see a cryo fill and a pre-launch readiness test for the ground systems, and also a full readiness test, wet dress rehearsal for the ship itself. And then she said that possibly we could see the FAA allowing SpaceX to launch the Starship sometime in February. So we have probably the first to second week of February, maybe mid-February, for this to happen. I've been saying this for a little while now. I thought maybe we have a very small chance of maybe January in the middle. And then Jessica Jensen yesterday said that, yes, February was the time that they should be able to launch Starship. So first quarter, 2024, very promising for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 flights maybe this year if they continue on this track. So they've previously static fired booster and also Starship in December, and also the FAA launch license could be happening in February. So let's just kind of hope for that to happen, because I'm very excited about this. There are some corrective actions, according to Jessica, from the November 18th test flight that the FAA has received from SpaceX, and they're going over it. They're making sure that SpaceX has conducted everything that they need to in order to fix these corrective actions. And if the FAA is okay with that, they're going to give them a launch license in February. Now, there are some details that Jessica also gave us about the second test flight of Starship. She said the Super Heavy booster performed well, but exploded after stage separation. We all saw that. If you saw them launch, it definitely exploded. Starship upper stage triggered its flight termination system late into its burn, as observed by SpaceX. So some of us were speculating that it was either the FTS, the flight termination system, or the ship blew up on its own accord, maybe through a leak or maybe a valve, because valves are always a problem with spaceflight. But Jessica didn't say what those corrective measures were for the next flight. So we don't know anything about the intricate details of that. As of right now, according to SpaceX, we don't know anything about that. But part of the next mission, the IFT-3 mission, is part of NASA's Tipping Point Technology Program. It involves a cryogenic propellant transfer from the header tank in the Starship to its main tank. So this is a precursor to later tests where the propellant from a Starship to a tanker will transfer. So that was a very interesting tidbit as well, because we were speculating if this was going to happen. We knew that Kathy Leaders, who is the head of Starship development down there and of Starbase, that this is a possibility in the future for IFT-3. But now those claims are backed up by Jessica Jensen, that there is going to be a Tipping Point Technology Program header tank to main tank cryogenic propellant transfer during the third flight of Starship. And one of the things that is really interesting that was asked during this press conference, a reporter asked, hey, what about the propellant transfer in space? What happens between a Starship and a tanker? How many of those propellant transfers will they need in order to go to the moon? So Jessica went through a kind of a long-winded answer here and never answered that question. She said everything else about the propellant transfer, IFT3, talked about how it works and things like that, kind of alluded that they're going to be doing it in the future, but never said how many of these propellant transfers that they're going to need. Because the reporter asked, we've all heard this, between 4 and 17 propellant transfers. What somebody at NASA said, possibly 20 propellant transfers in orbit. And Elon has said in the past, you know, 4 to 5, something like that. But Jessica Jensen was asked this straight up, and she kind of ignored the question. Maybe she got confused. I don't know. Maybe she just kind of started wandering a little bit. But then the head of NASA, the head of NASA jumped in and said, "Hey, answer the question," which is really weird in these kind of circumstances. And Jessica was kind of taken aback for a second. And she said, around 10 propellant transfers. You know, it's going to be around 10 propellant transfers. So we know now 10-ish estimated number of tanker launches, with a number subject to change according to their test results as they continue to test the systems, including the propellant transfer for IFT3 and also propellant transfer later on in the system's hardware checkups as they fly into space and do these propellant transfers. Now, also, the Human Landing System program, which is part of the Starship's program to get astronauts to the moon for Artemis 3 mission, which is no earlier than September of 2026 now. It's been pushed back. So Artemis 3, 2026, no earlier than September 2026. So that means that no earlier than 2026, September, maybe get pushed back again. Maybe gets pushed back. And so we may, you know, Artemis 3 may get pushed back to 2027, may get pushed back to 2028. We're not 100% sure. We're not 100% sure when this is going to happen, but SpaceX is going to continue building tankers and also putting propellant depots in low Earth orbit via Starship tanker launches, according to Jessica Jensen as well. So those 10 tankers need to go into orbit in order to refuel the Starship for its mission to the moon. Now, Jessica also said they demonstrated the rendezvous and docking between Dragon missions and the ISS, so they already know how to dock in space, and rapid launch capabilities, Falcon 9 and Falcon Heavy, and also continued to say more about the cryogenic propellants that has not yet been demonstrated, but they're going to be working on it, continue to work on it in the future. This, the IFT3 thing, it's the very, very tiny beginning of this. So they're also working on ground infrastructure in high production. She said, noted that Elon Musk has said this numerous times, you build the machine to build the machines. So they're working on Starbase. They're building on all the infrastructure. This is, building rockets is very difficult. And they're actually building rockets while they're building the infrastructure too. So all these rockets that we see now, the IFT3 launch, the IFT4 launch, etc., IFT 1 and 2 as well, they're literally building the systems as they're building the rockets. And getting better at the systems also means that the rockets will get better too. So the systems and the rockets continuously getting better. And that's what Jessica was mentioning as well during this press conference. So they want to have a high launch rate, high production rate, and they want to do no minimum number of flight tests currently planned for demonstrating the propellant transfer. So don't know when they're going to do the propellant transfer, but we do know that they will have an IFT3 flight sometime possibly in February.